Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Outside the Room. I'm your host, CG Funk. Last episode, our first episode, we had the pleasure of talking with Benny Vaughn, massage therapist and athletic trainer extraordinaire. And it was so great, our conversation, and we wanted to bring Benny back to continue that and fill in some of the questions that you all might have had that we didn't get to cover in the first episode. Without further ado, let's bring back and welcome again Benny Vaughn. Hey, Benny.
Thanks, CG.
Oh,
hello.
My gosh.
Hello.
I know. Twice in 1 month, we get to see each other. This is so great.
Yeah, I'm very happy about it.
Me too. Hey, listen, I'm going to shoot some questions at you. And
okay.
Hoping our audience that's listening to this episode caught the first one. And if you didn't catch the first one, please do that because it'll fill you in on a lot of Benny Vaughn's histories. So Benny, we had talked about, just overview the difference and how you were able to bring massage therapy as an official modality of the Olympics in 1996 with the Atlantic Games. And now that continues today. But I know that you've been to 5 Olympic Games, right? And I just didn't even think to ask you last time. Tell me the cities those were in and tell me what your favorite one was.
So the cities that the Olympic Games that I participate in, 96 in Atlanta, the Centennial Games, the 100th anniversary of the Olympics. The next Games, 2004, Athens, returning to the birthplace of the modern Olympics. Wow. And then after Athens, 2008, Beijing, China, the first time the Olympic Games had ever been held in China. Then 2012, London. And then I took a break. And then most recently, Tokyo 2020, which was actually held in 2021 because of pandemic concerns. So Tokyo 2020 was the very last games that I participated in. So I have had the privilege and opportunity to participate in 5 significant Olympic Games, 100th anniversary, return to the birthplace of the Olympics, Athens, Beijing, China, first time ever Olympics held in China, 2012 London, just a classic, is that third time hosting the games. And then 2020 Tokyo, an Olympic Games held during a pandemic. So I have been involved not only in 5 Olympic Games, right, but 5 significant Olympic Games. So
that's
been pretty cool.
I guess you don't have a favorite really though. I mean, because it seems like all of those were just extremely special occasions. So I won't hold you to saying a favorite. How's that?
Yeah, they were all favorite, but you're absolutely right. They were all significant moments in Olympic history.
Yeah. Hey, so just taking a little veer here, because we did talk a lot about, you know, your history as a massage therapist and the Benny Vaughn Athletic Training Center, and I'll ask you a couple questions about that in a little bit. But I wanted everyone to understand that obviously all of those are huge accomplishments and endeavors, but you're also known nationally and internationally as a teacher as well. And I remember, I think I shared this story with you, when I was in school in 1991, our sports massage class actually showed the videos, and they were on, I think they were on DVD back then. I'm trying to remember, but on discs, weren't
VHS.
They?
VHS.
They were, and they're on
tape.
They were you teaching sports massage. And so a lot of teachers at massage colleges in the late 80s and into the 90s used those as like a great training tool for us. And so that was my first introduction with you. So I mentioned on the first episode how you've actually trained and taught many of our national educators today. So just share more about, you know, your training and what you've done in your history with teaching and training.
Yeah, thank you, CG. So my philosophy is that education nourishes the soul. And what many of you will discover is when you do continuing education, selecting a subject, a topic of interest to you, you will find that you feel empowered after that class, because education nourishes the soul. I have been teaching for over 3 decades, and I've had the privilege to mentor some other great teachers who are out there now. Whitney Lowe, James Waslowski, Mike McGillicuddy, Jody Stork. I mean, I could just go on and on. At one point in time, I had the distinction in the 80s of having taught every current massage school director in the state of Florida. So every massage therapy school that was there, the director of that school had been a student of mine. Now, that's no longer the case, but at one point in time, I did a tally, and it wasn't a whole lot of schools, but they were beginning to really grow and expand because of the interest in massage. So I just believe that education nourishes the soul, and learning from experience, learning from the wisdom, learning from someone who has mastered their tactile intelligence. And that's what I call what we get with our hands, tactile intelligence. Nice. When you learn from someone who's mastered that tactile intelligence, it will nourish your soul. And then you can combine your thought, your intentions with therapy. And the combination is very powerful for helping people.
Yeah.
So I've always enjoyed teaching. I love teaching and helping massage therapists think of other ways that you can utilize the power of touch to make a difference in your client's life.
That's just beautiful. You know, I know that you don't brag about yourself, but I'm going to brag about you a little bit because I can do that. And, you know, outside, I mean, your career has been incredible and unique. Nobody has accomplished as much as you have in the time period that you've done it and in the eras that you've done it, but, you know, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And you've received numerous awards and recognitions. And I'm going to read them off because I don't want to forget one. So sorry, everyone, if I'm looking down. So first of all, you've received the American Massage Therapy Association National Merit Award. You've received the One Lifetime Concept Achievement Award. You've received from the Florida State Massage Association an International Achievement Award. From the National Athletics Trainer Association, you received the Award of Excellence, and you were inducted into the University of Florida of Health and Human Performance Alumni Hall of Fame. What does this all mean to you? Share that with us.
Well, what those awards mean to me is that we are often rewarded publicly for what we do privately. So I have spent my entire career educating and doing massage to help people. So the massage therapists, the estheticians who work behind closed doors in private, helping their clients, like me, you are rewarded publicly for all of that hard work. And what those awards meant for me is that massage therapy was recognized as an equal participant in the community of health and wellness. And to be recognized as an equal member, an equal partner, an equal collaborator in health and wellness, that's what those awards represented for me. And I'll just add one other opportunity that I had, CG, that you may not be aware of, because I don't typically publicize the work that I do.
Do tell,
in private.
Come on. Do tell.
So, 2 years ago, 2019, at the height of the pandemic, I was invited by the dean of the College of Health and Human Performance at the University of Florida and the University of Florida president to give the commencement address to the 2019 graduating class from the College of Health and Human Performance. And many of these graduates that go through that college move on to medical school, physical therapy, athletic training, kinesiology researchers. And I was invited and did indeed give the commencement address virtually to that graduating class in the graduating ceremony. I was introduced by the Dean of the College of Health and Human Performance at the University of Florida in the full regalia with the University of Florida seal on the podium. And he introduced me as a massage therapist.
Awesome.
And I thought, I think to myself, that may have been the first time a massage therapist gave a commencement address at a university graduation.
I think you're probably right. I can't even imagine, you know, who else has been given that opportunity, but maybe in the coming years, someone else will be.
Yeah. So in any event, it's a recognition to me that people just really acknowledge publicly the importance of massage, the importance of touching the skin, the importance that this plays in our society for supporting people, celebrating people, and doing it in a respectful, safe, and compassionate way.
That's beautiful.
So, yeah. So the work that massage therapists and estheticians do, because of the significance of the human skin, is dramatic. It really nourishes people.
You know, I love you saying that. And one of the things that we wanted to accomplish in this podcast was this idea of bringing massage therapists and estheticians together. Because quite honestly, historically through the years, the estheticians are over here on the beauty side. And I'm not saying they're not in that also. And then the massage therapists are over here in the therapeutic side. This is kind of how, you know, we draw lines in these vocations. And when I think about it, I think they're all hands-on healers. I mean, I don't care if you're using a special modality technique or you're touching with a, you know, a high-grade product. You know, both of these professions apply touch to the skin, healing touch, and they're making a difference in human beings' lives through that, whether it's from the inside out or the outside in. And so I really feel like that they have more in common than they have differences. And I'm so glad you said that and included our, you know, beautiful estheticians in there who are hands-on healers, just like massage therapists. And they come from this loving place, compassionate place. They have the talented hands. And so thank you for, you know, saying that about both of them. You have a really great quote, and I don't know if you can say it off the top of your head, but I've seen this quote before, And do you know which quote I'm talking about?
Oh gosh, I've made a.
You're like, this is not complementary medicine. You know, it's something like this is not alternative. Do you remember that quote?
that I refuse to
there it is.
Accept the label that massage and the work that estheticians do is complementary or alternative. You know, that it is medicine, it is therapy. And I just don't accept that what we do is alternative.
And I love that part. I refuse to accept. It's like, I want to say hallelujah or amen or something like that. Yeah.
And I do. And here's the thing that I have to say, I have been prepared my whole life to lead the way, make groundbreaking moves, make, you know, being the first. And the reason I say that, excuse me, is that growing up an African-American man in the Deep South and going into a profession that requires you to touch people is challenging. I was male, I was African American, and I lived in the Deep South, the segregated Deep South, the Jim Crow Deep South. So everyone needs to understand, I'm 70 years old now. I rode at the back of the bus. I drank out of the colored water fountain. I was denied entry into various shops and stores. I was never allowed to sit at the lunch counter and order lunch. So when I got into massage and the challenges of building a business were nothing to me. Oh yeah, I went through it, but I had already lived through the biggest challenges that prepared me to be the teacher and leader and life coach to massage therapists now. And I've said this before on stage in front of massage therapists that there is nothing that can prevent you from being successful as a massage therapist, as an esthetician. Because if a young African-American man in the Deep South can create one of the most successful massage therapy businesses in the country, then you can certainly do it if I can. And it's there, because as long as you treat people with respect, courtesy, care, and compassion, and be professional at all times, with your professional boundaries, you will be nothing but successful. So from the very beginning of my massage career, when you look at my massage therapy license, which required a photo at the time, I'm in a coat and tie.
Right.
Because I knew that I was going to be successful. When you look at photos of me as a young boy playing baseball when I was 9 years old, the only Black kid on the team, And we won our little championship and we had like a little banquet. And I have this photo on my wall in my office at our little banquet. All the white boys and the one Black kid. I am wearing a white dinner jacket and a Black bow tie. Now, my mother put that on me. So I have always carried myself like it's already happened, like I'm already successful. And I just began to notice that photos of me as a young boy in various situations, man, I dress like I belong there and that I should be successful. So to all the massage therapists and estheticians out there, carry yourself like the success that you are. you may still be coming aware of that success, but you are successful.
Well, Vinny, I mean, every time I talk to you, you inspire me. And I mean, I know that everybody that's listening or watching this episode today has been, again, truly inspired by you. And we just thank you for your time, taking time to come on outside the room and talk to massage therapists and estheticians. And hopefully later on in the year, we can bring you back. I would love to see you again. So thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. And I'm honored to have you here. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, CG.
Thanks. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Outside the Room. It was wonderful to hear from Vinny Vaughn again. Listen, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel and you'll get updates and you'll be notified when new podcast episodes drop. I've had a great time being able to spend it with you today and connect with you. And I look forward to seeing you again outside the room. From my heart to yours, namaste.